For the benefit of those listening to this recording on the Sacramento Valley Intergroup website, this was recorded during the Body Image Recovery Workshop on April 10th, 2021.
It is now my great pleasure and honor to introduce Greg from Elk River, Minnesota.
Hey, thanks a lot. Welcome, everybody. It's really good to be here. Really grateful, have a lot of gratitude for being here, and really honored. I haven't used that word much, but I'm going to use it now. I'm for that. I'm really not a guy that likes all the bells and whistles in order. I'm a shoot from the hip kind of guy, so it'll probably go that way. I just really depend on my timer, and I see you there. So I'm Greg from, I'm a compulsive overeater, just first and foremost. I used to always introduce myself as a fat kid, and then I quit on the body image workshop I had in January. I introduced myself as a lovable kid. And that doesn't take away from my story, but everything was really about, you know, how fat I was in my mind. And it was reinforced by my external conditions, meaning people, places, and things, and my beliefs inside. You know, everything was focused on my body, how fat I was, dumb I was, stupid I was, big I was, ugly I was. You know, I was called all kinds of names like most of us were, but mine were, you know, ugly pig, orca, roly-poly Albert from the Fat Albert Show. And just to interject, I got attention that way. So when people called me Albert, I welcomed it because it gave me attention. Okay, you're paying attention to me, so I'll welcome that name. And at the time they called me Albert, it was a friendly. It wasn't like, it was a, hey Al, it was kind of like that. It wasn't like, it wasn't so cruel. It did get crueler. Most of my life, everybody was focused on my body, what I looked like, how much I weighed, how I acted, especially me. And I couldn't get over that. And, you know, my size, how I looked. And from a kid, when I was little, like I was a little fat kid in school at a time where it wasn't like nowadays, there's way more fat kids now. I was in a school of three fat kids in my mind, and I was the one in the middle. There was a bigger one, there was a smaller one, and I was the one in the middle. It was always like that. And, you know, I always compared myself even to them, you know. Really a lot of was how I looked, what I wore. I would obsess about the scale. I would look at guys' jeans, other guys' jeans. You know, back in the day, they had Levi's, and they'd always put your size on the back. And I would obsess about that. What's he, a 32? So in my mind, the perfect image of a guy was medium shirt. And I'm an 80s kid, so it was real preppy back then, collar up, pink shirt, that type of thing. And I don't know, 30, 32 jeans, I thought that was normal. I thought, and in my head, I put that's what I want to be. I'm somewhere around that. But I was obsessed about being that way. Obsessed about, you know, my friends could eat with impunity and not gain weight. They stayed a normal size. And, you know, I was obsessed about them not eating, about what they ate. You know, most of my life. And that scale, every time I'd go to the bathroom, I would hit the scale. I mean, it could be within 2-3 times an hour, I'd check that scale. Did I lose? Am I up? Am I down? I'd play all the games, close off, close on, double check, rebalance that scale. That started real early for me, you know? Early for me. I don't know, 11, 12, 13. I was on my first diet at 8, that's second grade. School nurse put me on a diet. I was 101 pounds, second grade. That was double. I have a boy. That's about double of what he weighed. So, you know, all this judgment from external teachers, coaches, kids, myself, my friends, you know, the focus was about me and my weight. And, you know, it just reaffirmed how unlovable I thought I was. You know, I had suicidal thoughts, 13, 14, constantly was judging myself. That, like I said, look, yeah.
That's 10 minutes left.
Okay, I'll go faster. Thank you. So basically really focused on, you know, my image of myself, and it just progressively got worse. You know, I walked in high school. I walked on the side of the hallway, head down, shoulders forward. I didn't want to make any noise, you know, just, you could tell just my body image wasn't, you know, just wasn't there. I remember wearing an ace bandage around my, tie my man boobs. Yeah, really trying to wear clothes, position myself, my walk, all that so I could hide my fat. 85 and sunny up here. It's hot, Minnesota. I'm wearing a coat. My mom says to me, that's not going to hide anything. But I wanted to hide everything. You know, I didn't want people to touch me. Later on, I'd get a girlfriend and they'd touch me, you know, here, see where I'm touching. I'd freak out. Don't touch me. Don't. That would trigger all my, ooh, I just didn't like it. I can still feel it now. And I didn't want people to really, girls especially, my family could hug me, but girls, just no, don't touch my love handles. So, and my grandmother's from state of Virginia. We went down there once in the mountains, so they get pretty hickey. And I remember them, I was younger, I don't know, same age. Whose fat boy is that? They would say, that's whose fat boy is that? And I remember just feeling instantly ashamed, just ashamed of myself, just ashamed of me. And that type of thing. So that's pretty much a lot of my pain and misery in a 5 minute, 6 minute nutshell. And what fixed all that for me was, you know, I went to the food, to hide from all of that stuff. And that worked. You know, I progressively got bigger. 12th grade, I was 245. My highest weight was 275. I'm about 150, 55 now. I'm 6 feet tall on a good day, 5'11 on my normal day. And yeah, a lot different. And that's all to the program, this power and this fellowship. And I'm truly, really grateful for my first sponsor, all my sponsors, but my first sponsor, she was a woman. And yeah, she really helped me a lot. It's hard for me to even mention her name because she just helped me so much in a time where I really needed it. So I have a male sponsor now, but at the time in Elk River, I went to this meeting for 3 years. There was maybe three guys that stuck around, a total of 3 days, but it didn't matter. I fit in because I'm an overeater, and that's where I fit in. And so working the steps, things started to change with me. You know, I started to see, okay, I'm less obsessed. I lost weight. I look this normal now. I've been this size for 18 years. My abstinent date is November 7, 2002. I'm truly grateful for that. I haven't compulsively overate, haven't had the phenomenon of craving in that many years. I've had maybe a handful of thoughts or obsession, not even an obsession, but thoughts of, hey, when's lunch? Hey, that looks good. So I'm really been not blessed in a way where nobody can have this, but just truly blessed. you know, just this program, just this fellowship. So, you know, today it looks a lot different when I get up. You know, before I used to get up, hate my day. Oh, it's Monday. Oh, look in the mirror, scowl, not look in the mirror. And today I'm getting up. I really, you know, I'm healthy, strong, flexible, and focused. That's really what I really am. I'm not better than anybody, but I'm certainly not worse. And for me, that's a really good place to be. You know, really good place to be able to look in the mirror and, I have to be honest, I'll still look at, hey, you got six pack yet? You have a six pack? Still look at the mid side, but I am truly learning and practicing loving myself in the mirror. I do this mirror work morning and night. I have to be honest, I don't want to do it. And at the same time, it really helps, really has helped my, not only my image of myself, but just my gratitude for my life and just my body. You know, I look in the mirror, I'm thanking my eyes, my ears, my nose, my arms. Now, I'm physically, is that a fiver?
It is.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
You know, I'm physically, you know, starting to build that relationship with myself, meaning like myself, meaning be appreciative, meaning have gratitude for me, thanking my body. I'm really healthy. I'm really fortunate. Thanking my spirit and thanking that power greater than me. And that's really been helpful. You know, it's helped me take a lot more risks just in life, you know, not solely on my body image, you know, can I accept my, you know, my stretch marks? Can I accept my wrinkles? I'm really learning to accept that, loving what is, loving what I am, loving myself and not being so focused on myself. You know, that's really been a key. Just like, oh, there I am. Hey, handsome. I might pop in the mirror once in a while. And I'm not obsessed, but once, twice a day, hey, handsome. That's a big deal for me versus, you know, when a girl would break up with me, instantly taking rocks and smashing my head and thinking, oh, that's because I'm too fat. And it had nothing to do with that. They would say, no, that's not the reason. But no, in my mind, that's the reason. You know, letting go of old beliefs. You know, all this work has been daily work with a sponsor. I do a Sunday night meeting with guys, and I have a Monday night meeting. That's my home group. It's a mixed, but really practicing and not perfectly, but practicing daily. And even when I don't want to, it's really helped with just my outlook, my gratitude, the way I see myself. You know, I used to see my fingers, and when you're fat, you can't see any of the knuckles. And I was always kind of, you know, felt ashamed about that too. And people would remark about that too. So lots of work needs to be done. Lots of, you know, accepting, getting rid of the old. And really, you know, looking at my old pictures of when I was fat, and instead of being ashamed and really being embarrassed of them, really accepting and, hey, I was a lovable boy. I was a beautiful boy. You know, I was really a good kid. Maybe a little misguided and unfortunate at the time, but really a good kid, you know, self-raised. So is that about time up? Just one more thing.
You have 2 minutes left.
I'll wrap it up real good. I just want to say one more thing. I think this is the best Zoom meeting I've been on in really literally in all these years. It's so organized, and the little, you know, the JPEG thing, the body image, that's awesome. You guys are bright and cheery. It's all about California. But What's that song? Looking California, feeling Minnesota. You ever heard that? Yeah. So, but thank you guys. And with that, I'm going to pass. Thanks, guys.